KNW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The House emphatically voting to approve increased Secret Service protection for presidential candidates.
On this vote, the yeas are 405, the nays are zero. Two-thirds being in the affirmative, the rules are suspended, the bill is passed.
The unanimous vote would require major party candidates to get protection equivalent to what a sitting president receives. Follows two assassination attempts on former President Trump. He and his running mate J.D. Vance have criticized the migrant population in Springfield, Ohio. Today, Ohio's Republican Governor Mike DeWine writes in the New York Times he's saddened by the comments, says the rhetoric hurts the city and its people and those who've spent their lives there. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigning in Georgia today. She's speaking about abortion restrictions. And two Israeli sources tell ABC it targeted a Hezbollah leader in a strike in Lebanon. Lebanese Ministry of Health says at least nine people are dead. There's no word whether Ibrahim Akil was among them. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Election officials are asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to decide whether Robert F. Kennedy's name should be taken off the ballot. Kennedy is now a member of Donald Trump's transition team. He's trying to make it easier for his supporters to vote for Trump. He's been fighting that battle in court here in Wisconsin, where previous judges have told him under state law the only way off the ballot is to die. The case is currently in the 2nd District Court of Appeals, but the Wisconsin Elections Commission wants the liberal-majority state Supreme Court to take the case. And while the National Teamsters Union declined to endorse a presidential candidate, Wisconsin's did anyway. The National Union represents more than 1.3 million members and has endorsed a Democratic candidate in every presidential election since 2000. The Wisconsin chapter of the Teamsters unanimously voted to endorse Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz. They joined Teamsters unions in Michigan, Nevada, and Pennsylvania, who have done the same. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Christine Ann Domestic Abuse Services is moving across the parking lot from its current location to the Beach Building on Algoma in Oshkosh. An open house showing off the new emergency shelter and the transitional housing was held Thursday.
We really only had to do very minor renovations with this building, and it was just on the first floor and to create a play area outdoors.
Alicia Wenger, executive director with Christine Ann, said clients and staff will move into the new facility on October 8th. The Oshkosh Police Department is working to identify individuals who damaged property at South Park. The restroom walls, floors, fixtures were all covered in graffiti. Police say the suspects were recorded on video surveillance. In a press release, they said, quote, "We strongly urge parents to remind children to be respectful of property and that repairs to fix damaged items can be very costly." And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
Jordan Love might be ready to play this week. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. It seems all anyone can focus on is the quarterback situation in Green Bay. Jordan Love was hurt in the season opener, but he might be available to play this Sunday. Love said he doesn't know if he'll play Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of boxes. Obviously, I think getting back to practice and doing that and just, you know, feeling what it feels like to take those drops, being the live fire, things like that. But, you know, like I said, we're taking day by day. The trainer's doing a great job kind of monitoring me, seeing how I'm doing and how I'm reacting to everything.
If Love can't go, Malik Willis will get his second start. His former team, the Tennessee Titans, hosts the Packers Sunday at noon. The NL Central champion Milwaukee Brewers lost Thursday 5-1 to the Arizona Diamondbacks. The loss puts the Brewers three games back of the National League's best record. Same two teams tonight in Milwaukee. Wisconsin basketball, both men's and women's, announced their conference schedules on Thursday. You can see them at UWBadgers.com. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs near 82. For tonight, mostly clear, a low around 58. Sunny in mid-80s on Saturday. 62 with a chance of showers and storms Saturday night. For Sunday, showers and a high of 71. 69 on Monday.
It's 73 at our studios.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Monday's show, we'll recap the Packers game in Tennessee, and Brittany Merlot joins us for the forecast.
And Grace Hageman joins us from the Croc Center to talk about their Senior Life Expo. Join us.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio in sunny downtown Waukesha, Wisconsin. You can always join us. You can call, you can text, you can leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Before I introduce you to our next guest, it is time, Greg Bach, for our Go for the Green or Gold statewide text to win contest. Get out your phones, my friends. Go to the Civic Media app and whatever station you're listening to around the state, text the word this hour, vacation.
Oh, boy.
V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N. This hour's word is vacation. Every hour that we play this contest, 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 and 4 p.m., you have a shot at either $100 cash or gold jewelry. And then everyone is in the running for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the green and gold Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. Those would be nice seats. That'd be a nice Christmas present for somebody.
They're going to be cozy.
Vacation is the word you want to text this hour. V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N. Excited to have our guest here. He is an adult fan of Lego. I have been told Todd is the correct way to refer to adults who like Lego. Todd Elliott is here, and you are on a quest, Todd, to have the Brewers Racing Sausages immortalized by Lego. Welcome to the show. How did this all get started?
Thank you. So I've been designing some sets recently. It started with COVID. I was a little bored. So there's an application from a site called Bricklink that you can download that allows you to build anything out of any Legos that ever existed, any colors and everything. So I was on there playing around. My wife and I went to Quebec City. I did a marathon there, and there's a famous hotel there, Frontenac. Beautiful hotel. So I built that. I submitted that to Lego Ideas, which is a website where fans can submit their ideas.
That's so cool.
And people can vote on them. Yeah. So started there. I live in Philly, and we have a couple of great mascots here. You can probably see over my shoulder Gritty in the background.
Right.
I tried making a Philly fanatic, and I submitted that to Lego Ideas recently. And I was looking for something else to do, and I was walking around the house, and I saw these in our house. And I go, "Eureka! There's my next idea." So I sat down and tried to design those. They came out really well. I started with Polish sausage. He came out fantastic. So I just did the rest, and I thought, I'm going to submit this to Lego's idea, and that's how it all started.
So how many votes does it take? How much reaction does it take to get Lego to actually make this?
Well, so you need to get to 10,000 votes. And I think it's like three or four times a year, they do a review session, the Lego designers there. And they take all the ideas they had got 10,000 votes up to that time, and they review them, and then they come up with their decision whether they're going to make it a set or not. The next review session's in January. So I hope to get 10,000 votes before this December. So it's in that January review session. But if not, then it'll be in the next review session. But whenever I can get 10,000 votes, which is going to be a daunting task. I think I just checked. I'm at 1,130, which is the most votes I've ever got any of my ideas. So that's fantastic.
Yeah.
What? But we only have
a long way from 10,000.
Well, we don't have what, 8,200 left?
Yeah. I'm getting closer.
Well,
yeah,
welcome to Matt and Aaron here, the influence machine, folks.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, I got to say, you know, as an also an adult fan of Lego, who also, you know, built them when I was younger, I had like a bucket of them. I didn't have sets. I just had a bucket of them. I mean, you just made whatever.
Right.
Yeah, yep.
A friend of mine who is also, he got me into this. When we were in lockdown, he's like, hey, do you just want to get on Instagram Live on a Tuesday night and just build a set? And that went from, we did that for a couple of weeks, but then I built 40 sets in a year.
During COVID?
During the lockdown.
Wow.
Period. Yeah. So,
wow.
So, I mean, it's, I cannot begin to tell you how I believe therapeutic it can be to just sit down, especially if you like turn your phone off, you put some music on or just lock yourself away and you just get yourself in a rhythm of
and create.
And I'm a kit guy. Like I follow the instructions by the letter. Yep. And when I see Todd, the things that you and all the other wonderful creators do on that website, it's inspiring, but I'm also like, I'm going to let them keep doing it because it's amazing. But yeah, the Lego idea site is so beautiful because Lego is really truly a company, as Todd knows, that encourages us. They're not like, that's our copyright, that's our branding. They're like, no, have fun with our stuff. Let us know what you did. Maybe we'll put it out.
Yeah. Talk about COVID. I looking for something therapeutic to do. I actually got all my kids' Lego sets and dumped that out on a floor and just started sorting them into different buckets based on pieces. And now I've got them in little individual containers. So now when I build something, I can just go to the containers that I need to pull the pipe pieces to build.
I did something. So I bought a friend of mine, her sister was getting rid of all of her kids' Lego sets because they were older and they didn't care. So yeah. I bought 3 trash bags full of them.
Yes.
And over the course of a few days, I just went through and just was like, small.
Wow.
I mean, it was great. I mean, and now I have all these sets, but I then have all these side, extra pieces, if you will, so I can do other things or replace, which is important. Todd, I have a question for you. Cause when I reached out to you to talk, I assumed because you built the racing sausages that you were here in Wisconsin, but you're in Philadelphia, you're in Pennsylvania, you're in Philly.
Yep.
What brought you, are you from Wisconsin? When you said Polish sausage, I detected some Wisconsin, but is this your home state?
No, I was born and raised in the Midwest. So born in Illinois, grew up in Indiana. I was in the military, so traveled the world. I was based in Germany. That's where I met my wife. She's American, but she was working for AT&T over in Germany.
Cool.
So when we got married, I left the military and I went looking for a job, and I got a job at Kraft Foods in Chicago, which she loved because she was born and raised in Chicago. So we kind of went back home.
Yeah.
And at some point I started working for GE and I got a promotion and I went to GE Healthcare based in Milwaukee. In fact, you know, out in Waukesha.
Right.
So they relocated me to Milwaukee. So we lived there from 2005 to 2008.
I was going
to
say, your wife is a Chicagoan, let you build a Milwaukee Brewers-based Lego set? This is the greatest woman ever.
I know there's a kind of this rivalry, but everybody in Chicago, we love Milwaukee. I mean, anytime friends came up to visit us, they just raved about how beautiful Milwaukee was and how much fun it was. So, yeah, it's... There's no hard feelings in Chicago for Milwaukee.
If you're just joining us, Todd Elliott is our guest. He's a Lego designer and a marathon runner, and he is looking for votes.
Mm-hmm.
What is the website people need to go to, Todd?
Yeah, I can send to you, but it's like if you just go to Lego's Ideas, and you can type in the search bar. If you put in, you know, famous racing sausages, you'll find my page, and then you can click the vote button. You do have to register, so that does a little bit about there, but it's free, it's easy.
Can you vote more than can you vote more than once?
One person, vote only. One vote.
Yeah. All right.
So if you have a large household, get everybody to vote.
We only need like 8,200 votes, people. I know we can make this happen before December.
Honestly, right. Even if you aren't a Lego, like even if you aren't an adult fan of Lego, a builder or a creator, I really suggest going there, registering, and just look at some of the designs. Some of them are monumentally beautiful. Like this, it took someone a long time to do, and please give them this set now. Some of them you're like, that's adorable. And, you know, I mean, yeah. I think it's just a lot of fun there. Lego is a lot of fun, and you're supporting a company that does so good for their employees, for the community. They're a company that doesn't even, like, they don't even care that, if you go to Walmart today and buy a Lego set, they're like, that's cool. You bought a set. We're fine. Cool. You know, like, they're just so laid back and wonderful, and I think supporting them is great, but I also think going to these sites and supporting people like Todd is very important because it keeps that creation alive.
Well, and it must be pretty exciting for your kids, Todd. I mean, right? But I mean, that's pretty cool. And,
yeah,
and
they're grown now, but they're like, you're a celebrity now. It's like, well, maybe in Milwaukee.
That's good enough for us.
Yeah, I am just beside myself with how much this has generated interest. Like the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reached out to me that there's a thing in their paper. A couple of the, I just got off a call with CBS, the CBS station. Milwaukee.
Oh, cool.
And I did one with the Fox station. So it was just amazing. And now you guys, this is fantastic.
Well, and I think too, and back to your point about being able to shut off your phone, put on some music, mm-hmm. and just let your mind go. I mean, there's adults we need to do this stuff.
Yeah.
Whether it's coloring in adult coloring books, there's all kinds of creative little outlets where you can lose yourself. It's good for you. It's good for us.
It's fun. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. My wife buys me every year one of the Lego architecture sets, mm-hmm. and I build those. So I just have a lot of fun with it. And you can see my map here. That's a Lego set. They came out with a world map, and I use that to put little flags of where I've run marathons.
Oh, how cool!
That is. I've got so many unbuilt ones right now. This weekend I'm putting together. I might do my Captain America shield finally.
Do you have a design background, Todd? Or is this just something?
I do not. It's just, yeah, I wish I, you know, thinking back on my life, I wish I had gone into a more design kind of field. But my son actually got a degree in product design. So I wish I would have followed his path.
Oh, it's just
you're doing great, Todd.
Yeah, you really are doing great. We only got about 2 minutes left, Todd. Are there examples you know of where people have voted and Lego turned it into a set? From this idea site?
Yeah, when you go on that Lego's idea site, you'll see the fan ones that have become a Lego set. Like recently, if you go to the store, you'll see it on the shelves. Somebody made the red telephone box, British. Mm-hmm. In the UK, you'll see that one. So there's lots of ones. There was a set like, I want to say like 5 years ago, somebody submitted for the Milwaukee
Museum.
Yeah. That got 10,000 votes. Unfortunately, Lego didn't make that a set, but I built it. It's on my shelf. So I reverse engineered it and built it because it's a beautiful set.
We're going to have you back before December and see where the vote count is going. We'll include all the links in our show notes. Todd Elliott, trying to get the racing sausages made into an official Lego set. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great weekend.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me
on. You bet.
Thanks, guys.
Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast global Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
S&K Accounting and Tax Service in Green Bay knows that 9/11 will never be forgotten. As Americans, we all came together as one. Let's all salute our honorable and free country as we remember those brave first responders and citizens who lost their lives to a tragic event on a date our country will never forget. This from S&K Accounting and Tax Service in Green Bay. Call 920-499-5099. S&K Accounting and Tax Service, thanking those who risked their lives that fateful day.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, we can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right, Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Box, Sweet Galby on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call or text and leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just had a conversation with Todd Elliott, who is an adult fan of Lego, a Lego designer, and he is trying to get Milwaukee Brewers Racing Sausages into an official Lego set. Yeah. You can help make that happen. We'll have the link in our show notes after the show is over. So go and register and vote. And we'll see if we can't possibly make this happen. But we got a great email, a text from Lynn in Golden Valley, listening in Madison on WMDX. I spent years in a foreign country where Lego was uncommon. I visited a colleague's home. His son had one Lego set with a book of 50 examples of things this set could make. Mm-hmm. So I made this weird car. My son was all confused because the car wasn't in the book. He thought Lego was a game where you had to make each example and make it match what's in the book. So what's cool about that, again, is letting your own imagination go.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just so, it's, what a great outlet. Now I want to borrow one of your Lego sets.
Now you just have it. Once it's like a Kleenex. I'm not taking it back. You can keep it. But yeah, I mean, honestly, it really did. I mean, I've kind of fallen off the Lego, the Lego train a little bit just because with the house, finding a place to put them. I don't want to just have... Yeah, exactly. But it really is... I challenge anyone listening to right now, go to your local store. I say go to the Lego store at the mall, but... Or order a set. Something simple. Less than 200 pieces. It'll take you half an hour to build at most. But really put yourself in a place of, like, relaxation. Sit at a table. Don't allow... Like, just be to yourself.
Right.
And I guarantee you, you will enjoy it, and you'll put it on your desk at work, or you put it on your credenza. It's just something that is really nice to do for yourself.
And who knows where it might lead?
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
You might find this is a great outlet. You might find that you're a natural at designing things, and you didn't even know that. So,
yeah,
take advantage of it. Take advantage of our Go for the Green and Gold statewide text to win contest this hour. The word you want to text via the Civic Media app is vacation, V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N. This hour's word is vacation.
We really got away with fun.
I know. It was pretty easy the first couple days. Todd, every hour that we play, 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m., you can either win $100 in cash, some lovely gold jewelry. Everyone in the running for the grand prize, which we will, this contest goes through next week. You'll pick up a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the Green and Gold Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. The word this hour, vacation, V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N. Coming up after the 11:30 news, we're going to talk about neighborhood rules.
Neighborhood
rules. You're a relatively new homeowner.
Correct. 2 years in.
2 years in.
I still have questions.
What are the rules of your neighborhood? What are maybe unspoken things everyone agrees on about you never mow your lawn before this time?
Yeah.
Those kinds of things.
And granted that we could probably listen to them. HOA nightmare stories, but let's not. I want
to
like.
That's not where we're trying to.
Common agreements amongst your neighbors. Just being neighborly versus someone knocking on your door and saying you've had a package on your doorstep for the past 3 hours. That's against HOA rules.
Oh, yeah, that's not kind of. That's not what we're going for. And we will be wrapping up the show with our regular segment now at 11:50 called "This Shouldn't Be a Thing." Today's "This Shouldn't Be a Thing" coming from the world of nature.
And I have not seen this. I have not seen this. And Jane said, go ahead, take a look. I said, you know what? No. When I hear it, folks, you'll be hearing it for the first time as well.
And you'll know why this should not be a thing. Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris, is coming to Wisconsin today. She will be in Madison. Kamala Harris holding a rally starting about 6:30 tonight at the Alliant Energy Center. Wisconsin Democrats, that's according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, said this week that the party has worked with 16,000 new volunteers since VP Harris replaced President Joe Biden as their nominee last month. The party's also announced that with the opening of two new offices in Dane County, Dems now have 50 coordinated campaign offices in 43 counties, more than 250 full-time staff, more than 500,000 doors have been knocked on since Joe Biden so graciously stepped down.
This reminds me of 2008, the Barack Obama days, that we had a campaign office everywhere in Wisconsin. Multiple and bigger cities, knocking on doors constantly, talking to people, welcoming them, getting them a phone in their hand or getting them a packet to knock doors. Or, you know, we didn't really do the postcards thing. We kept it more digital
and
personal.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this energy and bringing back something that was said yesterday about like a foregone conclusion of Trump winning. I don't believe that. I believe it's only possible it's foregone if people stay home and they don't get energized. And this campaign is the opposite of that. It is energized. It is electric. It is excited. And people are doing it. They're getting up and they're volunteering, which is a hard thing to do with time. But I think with this kind of momentum, I have hope.
I think a lot of people do.
Yeah.
I do. I think a lot of people do. Same about the gerrymandering in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I think people are hopeful that we might actually see some positive changes now that we have fairer maps. Mm-hmm. It's been a really, really long time.
Yeah, indeed it is. Ooh, a post-Robin Voss Assembly Speaker world.
I can't even wrap my brain
around
that.
No, I mean, I'm sorry, it sounds weird, but like whether you're a Star Wars fan and like the Empire falls, or you just love the movie 9 to 5 where they break the chains because their boss is done. It's just that idea of coming into the light. I mean, like, will we get things done?
Will money that's already been approved and allocated for things actually get sent out?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something?
That's a start. It's a good start.
It's a good start. But as Kamala Harris has said herself, her campaign is the underdog.
Yes.
And you need to treat it that way.
Yes.
Don't get complacent. Don't get smug. Don't take anything for granted. And go to myvote.wy.gov. Be a voter, baby.
It's cool.
Everybody who's anybody is a voter. Our contest continues until noon. Text the word via the Civic Media app, vacation, V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N. It's our Go for the Green or Gold text to win statewide contest. News is next. Keep it here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. This is your hometown radio, refreshed.
keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Biden administration has touted its efforts to reduce prescription drug costs for Medicare enrollees, including price negotiations with drug makers. There's been chatter among Republicans about rolling back those provisions. The latest polling data from AARP shows tinkering with those moves would not sit well with voters here in the Badger State. Pollster Bob Ward from research firm Fabrizio Ward.
We asked this question back in July in Wisconsin and again here in this poll. And the choice between, you know, supporting a member of Congress who wants to continue negotiating lower drug prices is at 79% versus support for the member who wants to end negotiating for lower drug prices, 8%.
The balance of power in the U.S. Senate is also being closely watched this election. In the AARP Wisconsin poll, incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin holds a 3-point lead over Republican challenger Eric Hovde among all likely voters. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Two clinics in Northeast Wisconsin are getting some federal grant money. The NEW Community Clinic in Green Bay and Partnership Community Healthcare in Appleton are both recipients of $600,000 each. The clinics will use the funds from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services to integrate mental health and substance abuse treatment into primary care. An incident at the Fox River Valley ethanol plant in Utica brought hazmat teams from Utica and Oshkosh Fire Departments Thursday morning. Crews at the scene found an ammonia pipe had been cut, causing a significant leak. Personnel were evacuated as the hazmat team patched the leak. After extensive air monitoring and ventilation, the plant was considered safe and was turned over to the maintenance staff to work on a more permanent solution. No injuries were reported. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez either like toying with their fans or have serious personality disorders. Yahoo recently reported that fans were devastated by the couple's breakup. That's right, people who have never met them are devastated and not focusing on the shortcomings in their own lives. Now some sources say the couple is reigniting the romance. Luckily, most people still couldn't care less. If you take a shot at Taylor Swift and her boyfriend, you might just be chased into Twitter or X oblivion. Just ask country singer Zach Bryan. The singer has apparently been listening to a lot of Kanye recently and decided to take a shot at his sometime rival Swift. Bryan insinuated the Eagles were better than the Chiefs, taking a shot at Travis Kelce, and that Kanye was better than Taylor, and then asked the ex-Twitter world, "Who's with me?" But Swift fans move fast. They came out in force to defend their girl, forcing Zach Bryan to deactivate his account. Really? Street cred obliviated by the Swift army. What would Kanye say to that? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Sunny as we push into our last weekend of summer. Highs today will reach the low 80s and soar to the mid 80s tomorrow. Showers and storms move in Saturday night, soaking us at times on Sunday. And as we flip the page to autumn, our temperatures fall to highs in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Some big ideas being shared at the Cap Times Idea Fest in Madison. Civic Media is proud to be a part of it and will broadcast the one-on-one discussion with Liz Cheney. Hear why the former Republican Party leader does not support Donald Trump and more on Friday, September 20th at 7:30 p.m. Coverage featuring Liz Cheney live from Idea Fest, Friday night, September 20th at 7:30 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Jeff Levering here. How are baseball and Pella windows and doors of Wisconsin alike? Pella manufactures all their own products. Baseball teams develop their own players in the minors. Pella tests every product thousands of times to ensure it stands the test of time. A baseball player's ultimate test is to get called up to the big leagues, hoping to play well enough to stay. Right now, at Pella, get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Certain restrictions apply. It ends September 30th. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, the lovable producer Conrad is being vague about his plans on his night off. But I will be joined by the awesomely talented Amanda Nimmer. And Terry Barr swings by on a bar band Friday night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
It's
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine?
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Dr. Slide on the board. Coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Join us, call, text, leave a message on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that's Elon the Hutt. Mm-mm.
No.
It was Jabba the Musk and Elon Hutt.
Yeah.
Elon Hutt.
Well, Jane, he has a name now.
In case you don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Friend of the show, listener Jeff from Shorewood.
Scott.
Jeez, what are you doing that? Scott, I'm so sorry. He and his friend made this on a 3D printer, and they combined Elon Musk with Jabba the Hutt. And we're just looking for the right name. Jabba the Musk, Elon the Hutt. You've been voting for the last couple of days. Greg Bach, do we have a final tally on what the Matt Nair on Air mascot will now be called?
Can I get a drum roll of some sort, Calvin?
It's very, very exciting.
I'm very excited.
Very exciting.
With a vote count, well, with the votes winning by 13.3%, the winner and new name of the Matt Nair on Air mascot is Jabba the Musk.
Yay!
Bow down before him, for he is Jabba of the Musk clan.
Jabba the Musk comes out on top. Thank you to everyone who voted. It's highly critical.
Yeah. We got to let some attack ads.
I know. Weird. Very, very important vote. And we appreciate everyone taking time to actually care about this. Yeah. And thank you again, Scott from Shorewood, for Jabba the Musk. He will be part of our daily show going forward. We'll put him on a shelf.
Yeah, we're going to put him on
He can watch from afar. Also, don't forget, you have until noon to text the word via the Civic Media app. Text the word vacation, V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N. Vacation is the word this hour for our Go for the Green and Gold statewide text to win contest. You could pick up either $100 in cash or gold jewelry, and then everyone will be in the running for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the Green and Gold Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. Your next shot will be in the 1 o'clock hour with Todd and then at the 4 o'clock hour with Dom Salvia. So those will be your next chances, but the word this hour, vacation, V-A-C-T-I-O-N.
We're already in controversy, Jane.
Oh, no, why?
Tony on the live stream says rigged. I'll show you the results. Actually, folks, if you want to see the results, simply go to Twitter. Yeah, we call it Twitter in this house, even though Jabba the Musk hates it. We call it Twitter. Go to our social media, MATENAER, Matt and Air on Air, and you can see the results yourself. This is a free and fair election.
We're going to spend several $1 million to investigate this and find out if there was fraud.
I got a call into Michael Gableman right now. He says he's right on the case. He just needs a $200,000 deposit.
That's all he needs.
That's all.
We'll get right on that.
Yeah.
Rigged.
And by the way, when they say rigged in November, I'll be laughing just as hard.
Absolutely. All right. We want to know what you think about neighborhood rules. What are your neighborhood rules? What are just kind of the neighborhood codes that we all agree upon? Important things like you do not mow your lawn before what time?
Yeah.
What are the rules in your neighborhood?
So the impetus of this is simply I asked a couple of people. I asked Pat on his show. And on our show, I asked you as well, because you're both longtime homeowners, better sense of this. And I just want to know, like, I want to mow my lawn early sometimes because, one, I got places to be.
Right.
It's also cooler out usually.
True.
And just want to be done with it. Knock it out. Take care of it. But, like, I always feel like 10 o'clock is the surefire. 10 o'clock or later.
You're safe.
Is good.
Yeah.
But then I hear neighbors mowing it at 8 o'clock. And the thing is I'm not mad. I'm awake. I've been awake for a while. But I also don't want to assume just because they do it, everyone's okay with it. And no one's answered my door-to-door knocking campaign yet. So really, I just thought I'd open up to you as well as the listeners. What are the rules of your neighborhood or just a common decency as far as
You don't do this.
Mowing the lawn, loud music in the garage, that kind of thing. What
are your rules?
Inform me, folks.
Well, and I'm curious, too. Are there different rules for Saturdays as opposed to Sundays? Now, on Saturday, I would say you can mow by 8.
Saturday?
Saturday, okay. Not Sunday.
Yeah.
I would say Sunday, you can mow starting at 10.
Okay. See, I would...
For whatever silly reason.
I get that Sunday just has that feel of like, it's people, the rest
people,
day.
Yeah, people are sleeping in. Maybe
sleeping it
bit.
Off, maybe.
That could be, too.
Calvin, what are your thoughts?
I still think 8 o'clock is way too early.
Now, do you think it's too early because you'd have to mow the lawn yourself, or you just don't want to hear it?
I don't want to hear it.
Okay.
I mean, I'm a lazy guy on the weekend. I tend to sleep in. But even 9 o'clock would feel better for me. I don't know why. 8 o'clock?
It can be early.
Yeah, it just feels distinctly like the morning still. 9 o'clock, you're kind of drifting towards late morning by that point.
You're hopping towards brunch. I mean, yeah, I get that. I would say for me personally, I would feel comfortable. I honestly would feel comfortable just after 10 o'clock. That way, if anyone.
Then you're in the clear.
If anyone said, like, it's early, I'm like, hey, it's after 10 o'clock. There's double digits in this time.
Yeah. If anyone is going to complain to you and it's after 10, then they're just looking for something to complain about.
But I want to mow at 8, Jane.
You can mow at 8, Greg. No one will like you.
Well, that's not nothing new. That's fine. I'm fine. Like, what would it take, Jane, for you to, like, get in your robe and walk to the house, be like, hey, really?
If it were, actually, this happened once when I was still working very early mornings, like
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
And I would have to be in the office by 4. So they were doing some sewer work on our street.
Okay.
And there's a manhole cover right in front of our house. Mm-hmm. And they were working like a half a mile down the road in the other direction. And it's 10 o'clock at night. And I can hear them banging in the sewer. And it's coming out right in front of my bedroom window. And I don't remember if I drove down there or if I called someone. It's like, you can't do this to me. I'm getting up in 4 hours and you're pounding on the pipes and that's all I'm hearing. So it's got to be pretty extreme, though.
Yeah.
It's got to be pretty extreme. But I will say when I was working those hours, I was much crabbier.
In the morning, yeah.
Because you were tired all the time.
Oh, no. I mean, honestly, like, Jane, you know this. And I know I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to get here by 5 or 5:30 to... We do Pat's show.
Yep.
I really don't think the human can adjust to that permanently. You always want to sleep in. You have to do it. I get up. That's it. That's my job. I do that. But if I didn't have to set that alarm, I would never wake up on my own at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, it's completely unnatural.
Yeah.
Working those hours is completely unnatural.
It's crazy pants, but you know, we still do it. We got some text on the line here, and in fact agreeing, PJ on the text line says, I got a Craftsman 20 volt lawnmower electric. Another person says, get an electric mower, they make less noise.
My husband has one too, and they are much quieter.
My next mower is going to be an electric because we have a ton of batteries for different things. And then Brian and Swamico listening on WGBW says, not before 10. I'm with Calvin. The weekend is for us night owls to sleep in. Thanks, guys. Please don't mow at 8 like that one neighbor in my neighborhood. Have a wonderful weekend, Brian. Okay.
Thanks, Brian.
And honestly, like, I want to mow at 8, but the whole time, I'm a Midwesterner at heart, so I know the whole time be like, everyone doesn't like me. Everyone does, as I'm doing it, because I feel bad. I'm inherently designed to feel bad.
But that's not necessarily a terrible quality, because I think there's all kinds of people who don't feel badly about anything.
True, and a lot of
it's
them
like
work
I don't
in
care
DC.
If I'm going to wake up all my neighbors because I want to mow at 7:30, or I don't care if my neighbors are annoyed that we're having a garage party and we're playing music at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
there's a lot of those people. So yeah. I'm glad you're the other people.
Yeah, and those individuals want you to come over. They want to be like, I dare any of you to say anything so we can
cause a scene.
Exactly.
Yep, you're right. Dennis in West Dallas. Greg, get an electric lawnmower. You can mow whenever. Matt, Germantown, I have an electric mower. Makes almost no noise. I assume I could mow whenever, but I'm never up early enough for it to matter. That's good.
Here's a good question. I feel like breaks all, like, this is sort of a, Yes, but what about, this is Eric from Madison listening to WMDX. Yes, but what about snow blowing at 5 or 6 in the morning because you have to get up to work? What are the rules? Clearance space. I think when it comes to that, people just accept it.
I think it's special dispensation.
Did you hear that, Calvin? Special dispensation.
Eric, I think it's special dispensation when we're talking about a big snowfall.
Yes.
Because you're right. People got to get to work.
Yep.
There are some requirements. What if you don't move your car by a certain time or something? Well, and then there's a whole thing about getting plowed in.
Oh, yeah. They'll plow you in. Also, there's some cities that will ticket you if you don't shovel your sidewalk. Because that creates walking hazards.
Right.
So I think when it comes to snow blowing or snow throwing, as it some call it, I think you just say, "Hey, if I gotta be out the door by 5, then I gotta wait by 3."
At least in my neighborhood, because my neighbor will get up pretty early, and I don't know that that's, for one thing, when our windows are closed.
Yeah.
So that helps. I think in the summertime with the mowing, a lot more people have their windows open.
Yeah. And so lawnmowers are just louder than snow throwers.
Yeah, definitely.
I think so.
What do you think, Kelvin?
Yeah, I mean, definitely snow and grass are not the same thing. I think
that's true. Science has proven that.
Snow is an exception. Grass is purely aesthetic. And I agree that long grass starts to look bad, but that's the only reason there is to cut it, is that it looks bad. There's really no other reason.
Calvin, I think lawns are stupid.
Whoa!
I do.
I'm sorry, but I do.
I think they're a waste of water. They are not natural to anything. We want to look like Louis the 15th in France because he had big gardens. Lawns were not a thing for a long time.
For a long time?
A long, long time.
Man,
Bring it on. Lawns are stupid.
I think we need to table that discussion and come back to it. Because that's the other thing, too, is like there's a pressure. I feel a pressure to make my lawn look a certain way. And if I don't, like I have an expert neighbor. They're very nice. But their lawn is impeccable.
Oh.
It's beautiful. And they work really hard at it,
too. I'm sure they do.
And they put the money. And I love them. I love their dog. Every time they mow their lawn, I just feel like a piece of junk.
So they're lawn shaming you.
No, I'm lawn shaming. I'm allowing myself to be indirectly lawn shamed, proxy them. They're great if they're listening. They aren't. But the point is it's like having that lawn, it's a lot of, it's.
Leave it while you're keeping, it's keeping up, right? Keeping up with the neighbors.
I know. My lawn looks like trash
it's,
right now.
It's
Gosh.
Whatever makes you happy, Greg.
Who
Buck.
Here wants to come over to my place? I'll teach you how to change your oil. You can fix my lawn and make it look halfway decent.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
I bet someone would take you up on that. There are a lot of people who want you to teach them how to change their oil.
No, you know, maybe we should do civic media video. Greg teaches you how to change your oil.
We could have it. You could do a tutorial.
Exactly. And I know that I've promised this before. Yeah, we could do this. Well, I'll talk to the higher-ups. We'll rent a Camaro.
See if we can't make this happen.
Exactly. Exactly.
I like that idea. Yeah. Don't forget, text the word vacation. You have until noon, VACATION. Text the word vacation on the Civic Media app, and you are in the running for either $100 or gold jewelry, and then in the running for those tickets on December 23rd, Monday night, green and gold versus New Orleans. Vacation, VACATION. All right, one more break to go. We're going to wrap things up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Nature Edition. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor?
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor. I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
You might wonder, John Legend, how do you keep your voice sounding so legendary? Honey, and how do I keep my protection against COVID-19 up to date? With a COVID shot this season, designed for recent variants.
You can get your COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC.
The fresher, the better.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Good morning and welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach. Resident young person Calvin on the board, our mascot Jabba the Musk. If you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, the final votes were tallied, and it is Jabba the Musk, our new mascot. Thank you, Scott, from Shorewood. I keep getting his name wrong. I don't know what's wrong with me. All right, we were just talking about neighborhood rules and like what time should you mow and things like that. Yeah. And Catherine from Madison texted in listening on WMDX. Have you checked out Bee Lawns? BEE Lawns. Environmentally better, no mowing, deeper roots, hold more water than shallow grass. I'll work. We'll look into that. I have not heard of Bee Lawns.
Bee Lawns.
Bee Lawns.
BEE Lawns?
BEE. BEE Lawns. You still have a couple of minutes to text the word vacation via the Civic Media app, VACATION. To get in on the running for our Go for the Green and Gold text to win statewide contest, vacation is this hour's word. Your next shot, 1 o'clock with Todd Alba. Right now, though, it's 11:53. Calvin, that means it is time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
You can always send us your This Shouldn't Be a Thing at to Jane Says, JaneSays. Jane Says at civicmedia.us. This is the segment we're going to wrap up the show with every day. So we're always looking for your This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today's This Shouldn't Be a Thing comes to you from nature. Taiwanese woman Aram Aranji, 64, was washing her dishes the other day about 8:30 at night when she felt a bite on her leg. She thought it was a spider or something like that. I looked down, Aram says, and it was a snake. It was a python.
What?
It was a 44-pound python who bit her and then started coiling around her. Aram said she tried to fight it off. She cried out for help. No one heard her. At one point, Aram grabbed the snake's head, hoping it would let her go. It didn't. Instead, it kept strangling me. A neighbor eventually heard her calling for help and called the authorities at 10 p.m. This happened at 8:30.
Yeah.
At 10 p.m., finally, the local police kicked down the door after hearing a weak voice coming from inside. She had probably been strangled for a while because she was pretty pale.
Jeez.
It was a python, a big one. I saw a bite mark on her leg, knew there might be some others, that he tried to help by prodding the snake to get it to move away. The python was 13 feet long and weighed more than 44 pounds. That shouldn't be a thing.
Jane Matinere, anti-snake.
It's just, when I saw this story the other day, it sounds like something out of a movie. It sounds like
an Indiana Jones type of thing. Like, it just takes you and just is like, oh, here we guarantee she's going to have a knife on her side for the rest of her life.
I would move. I mean, that just freaks me out. And I'm not a big snake fan, so maybe that's part of my ew factor, but that shouldn't be a thing. And the authorities said, and snake experts say that snakes are not. Well, normally a python isn't going to take on a human because a human can fight back.
Yeah.
And pythons are going to try and squeeze something that's smaller just because it's easier.
Mm-hmm.
So they think it either got confused or felt she was blocking its path out, and that's why it bit her. And then I guess after it bit her, it's just like, well, why not? I might as well give her a squeeze. I'm not sure what the logic followed after that. But ooh.
There are so many different scenarios now. It's just like, Did the snake bite her because he didn't know any other way? She's like, hi. Hello. Do you want to hang out? You want to be my friend?
I've been living here for a while. I thought we should get to know each other.
I just want a hug. I'm a snake fan. Like, I mean, I don't own a snake, but I'm not afraid of them. I'll hold a snake. I think they're fascinating.
Yeah.
But even I can agree. I understand, like, yeah. But also, like, the snake bits you. The first thing I'm doing is, at that point, probably hopping away or wobbling away. But, yeah, like, I'm not sticking around for the after show.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. I would just think I would be so stunned that I would stand there and let the snake coil around me and just go, yeah, I'm going to die now.
You're very Midwestern. It's like, well, you already started, so I don't want to be in your way now.
I'm not going to interrupt
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that'd be rude. Oh, my good gravy. I was raised better.
Calvin, do you have any feelings about snakes?
I don't have strong feelings one way or the other. I'm glad I live in Wisconsin that doesn't really have snakes, but besides that, that's about as strong as I feel.
I mean, we've got little grass snakes, and we do have some snakes, and I know, you know, if you go around Devil's Lake, and we have snakes, but not 13-foot-long pythons, thankfully.
Thankfully, yes.
Unless you have one as a pet.
Yeah.
Don't tell me. Well, actually, if I'm coming over to your house, tell me.
Tell me, show me the aquarium that there are 5 rocks on there, and it has relatively bad upper body strength. Spoiler, snakes don't have an upper body.
Good to know. Exactly. To know. Well, again, that was today's episode of Calvin.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Definitely should not be a thing. Yeah. Send in your this shouldn't be a thing things to janesays@civicmedia.us.
That's the name of them now.
this shouldn't be a thing. And vacation, VACATION. You got about 2 minutes. News is coming up next. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. Thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy over the weekend and you have the chance to share it. Take care. Stay here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll talk to you Monday.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We are live on location from Cheese Days in Monroe once again, also covering Vice President Harris's visit to Wisconsin. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump, on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius."
Real man of genius.
Here's to you, Orange Man. Losing by a whisker, then saying you won.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.